My name is Peter Lewis, and I'm pleased to be able to join you this morning, friends. And today I have with me Jim Brockett.
Moffett.
All right. We'd like to welcome you to the Better Living Radio program, Jim.
Thank you.
All right. We have some exciting news to share with our listeners. I ran into Jim last week. And I don't believe it was coincidence, because when I met him there at the store, Jim had a story to tell. He came to the store for stevia, and most of our listeners have heard of stevia. Stevia is one of those plants that God put on this earth for the healing of the nation. Most people know stevia as a sweetener. But tell us, Jim, by the way, Jim, tell us a little bit about yourself there, so we're listening to know. We're just common folks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us a little. What you do, Jim?
Muscle dove the last 25 years in the river. Before that, I was all over the United States construction working. Before that, I was farming.
Okay, that's all right. Sounds pretty good to me. And like I said, Jim came to the store and he had a story to tell, and I thought it was worth telling, and Jim has been wanting to tell folks about this story. Now, stevia, you came to the store for stevia. What was your purpose for seeking stevia?
Well, it turns out that that's the only thing known to mankind that will cure tick-borne disease. Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Ehrlichia, I don't know how many different names they have for it, but mm-hmm. It's all the same thing.
Okay, so you've come upon information which shows that the stevia is very effective against all kinds of tick-borne diseases.
Yes.
Now, but we don't hear anything about that in the media, nor from our doctor's office. And here you are, not a professional man out there doing health, and you came upon this information. Now, tell us, Jim, is this backed up by science?
Yes.
Okay, it is.
Yes, there's a website out of Europe called the European Journal of Microbiology and Immunology.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to your computer and punch in stevia, S-T-E-V-I-A, dash tick-borne disease, and it will take you to this website. And you can read about how to fix it.
So how does it actually work? How could something as a simple stevia, which people use as a sweetener, be effective against such a disease, such a microbe that medicine can't even touch it?
It goes way back to 1964. I caught it. And in the very early 70s, down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, the National Guard were on summer maneuvers, summer camp down there, and they got to getting sick, and some of them, to my knowledge, passed away.
Okay.
And they finally got some of them to New Orleans, to the emergency room, and they didn't know what it was. They had no idea. And so they started giving them intravenous antibiotics,
mm-hmm.
and they survived it.
Mm-hmm.
The first old man that died of this strange disease was in Lyme, Connecticut. He mm-hmm. got sick. He went to the hospital, and they put him in the emergency room, put him in the hospital. They quarantined him because they didn't know what was wrong with him, but he mm-hmm. was deathly sick, and he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what it was, so they called it Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it went from there to Rocky Mountain spotted fever and human ehrlichiosis.
Mm-hmm.
When I found out what I had, we contacted the CDC in Atlanta, and they told me it was impossible because Ehrlichia was a dog disease,
mm-hmm.
and it was impossible for a human to contract it.
Oh, yeah.
And the next summer, on Ted Turner's TV, radio TV station out of there, was all these advertisements that if you've got all of these symptoms, go to the doctor because you have Ehrlichia.
Well, what is that? You have what?
Ehrlichia.
Ehrlichia.
It's Ehrlichia aristocai canis, dog tick-borne disease.
Okay.
And they didn't think humans could get it.
Okay.
Right. But I was raising a lot of squirrel dogs and coon dogs, and I got it.
Okay.
It's everywhere.
So you got it in the 60s, you said?
Yes, I came in possession of a Doberman Pinscher from an airman, Air Force man, who was a dog trainer, and the Air Force trained all the dogs for Vietnam, and the base was in Connecticut.
Okay.
And he had been transferred from out of Connecticut to South Alabama to the Air Force base down there, and he was going to have to keep his dog off base, kenneled, for 4 years, he knew, if not 8 or 10 or how many. And so he said, if you boys can get this dog out of this car, we were working at a service station there in Lexington, Tennessee. If you can get the dog out, I'm going to give him to you, because I don't want him to be kenneled off base all them years.
Okay.
And we got the dog out and carried him home.
Okay. Now, so you had the condition way back there. What kind of symptoms, how bad was it affecting you? Or was this a mild case, or how bad was your health as a result of this tick-borne substance?
It would go from feeling pretty good for a little while to down in the dumps, just feeling bad, mild headaches, running light fevers. Over the years, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, Epstein-Barr syndrome, fibromyalgia, and another syndrome that I can't remember what it was, the name of it. It was okay. Some tricky word.
So you were diagnosed with Epstein-Barr virus, chronic fatigue, and so on. But what is the connection between that and the tick-borne? Are these tick-borne?
I fully believe that a lot of new diseases in the last 40, 50 years are just side effects of tick-borne disease. The singer-songwriter Kris Kristofferson has been diagnosed with dementia and Alzheimer's for the last couple of years, 4 or 5 years, and now they've checked him, and he's got tick-borne disease. He very well may not have Alzheimer's. Well, his Alzheimer's, I don't remember it when in the 50s. Is it something that came from this? Because you get where you can't think. You get a film, a fog on your brain, and you can't plan, and it's some days you just don't really know where you're at and what you're doing.
Wow. So now you got a hold of the stevia, and you began to take the stevia. How did you feel after taking the stevia? Are you cured from the condition?
The diagnosis is 3 drops, 3 times a day, in water or Cokes or tea or on a piece of bread. If you get pure liquid stevia, you can give it to your dogs. I don't know about cats, but I checked with my vet, and I gave some to my dogs. You take this dosage. I took it for 6 days, and just like I woke up, and I had all kind of energy, and I've been feeling great ever since.
No kidding.
Yes. The website says to take it from 2 weeks to 4 weeks. So I've done 2 months of it. And
wow.
Now I'm off of it, but as soon as the tick or a mosquito or some kind of blood transferring insect bites me, then I've got it again.
So is it that common that it may be transferred by a mosquito, or you said if you get bit by a mosquito or something, you've got it again?
Right. All our animals have got it.
Okay.
I may say that there's very few humans in the United States or the world for that matter that do not have it.
You mean even if they live in the city, they might perhaps get bit by a tick or by an animal or by a mosquito?
Or a flea. They got animals. If they got pups or cats in the house, their dogs in the house, well, they get fleas, they get ticks.
Wow. So how does it actually work? Why can't the medication get to where it need to get to? And what does the stevia do in this disease state?
When you start taking a dosage of antibiotics, they've found that the organism goes inside the cell and puts a biofilm camouflage cover around the cell, then your immune system does not recognize it as a foreign object in your body and leaves it alone. and as soon as the regimen of antibiotics stops, then it comes back out and takes over again.
So now, okay, so what do the stevia do now that perhaps expose this to the immune system?
For some reason, the liquid stevia will burn up the biofilm that it uses for camouflage. Then your immune system, which all the time you have tick-borne disease, has been compromised, and you catch a lot of upper respiratory infections, and you're sick all the time with something. You have arthritis bad, neuralgia, everything about you goes haywire. And it burns that biofilm off. It kills out those cells that the organism are hiding in, and then you're basically free of it until you get bit again. Wow. My regimen is I'm going to, about 3 months after the leaves and the grass start greening up every spring, I'm going to take a month dose. And I'm going to, sure enough, after the killing frost in the fall, take another dose, and then I'm basically free all winter until I get bit the next spring or something.
Wow. Now, I am accustomed to folks saying the ticks with the white spot on it, that's the one that carries the Lyme's disease. Is it? Do you have any information on that, or is this just any ticks that bite a person pretty much?
It'd be my thinking that anything that will bite you and draw blood will transfer it to the next flesh, person, or animal, or whatever that it bites.
Wow. Now, do you know of anyone else that has followed this regimen and has seen any significant difference in their health?
Yes, everybody I've gave it to has felt a lot better.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
So, what about the gentleman who told you about it?
A friend of mine, a muscle diver across the river in Perry County, got bit about 2 years ago with a tick, got the bullseye rash on his leg, swole up. He went to the doctor. They put him through all the medications and stuff that they give, but he never did overcome it. He was always sleepy, always tired, wore out, didn't feel good. And he got on the internet, searching it back and forth, and come up on this website out of Europe. And he's the one that got the stevia and took it, and then he told me about it.
So when he got the stevia and took it, he began to feel better. So he said, yes, there's something to this.
He felt immensely better.
Wow.
My oldest daughter up in Murray, Kentucky, got bit by a tick when we lived down in North Decatur County, and she has red meat allergies. And according to the Vanderbilt Hospital, in an article about a lady up there, they were trying to help 2 or 3 years ago with red meat allergies. That's caused by tick-borne disease. I don't know what all is caused by it.
But it's quite significant to me that you had not only fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and what else you had?
Epstein-Barr.
Epstein-Barr.
That I remember.
And along with the tick-borne disease, and evidently there's a crossover here, and by following the regimen, taking something as simple as stevia for several weeks, you got over the tick-borne disease, the chronic fatigue, the all of those kind of stuff?
Yes.
So simple?
I feel great. After 50-something years, I feel great.
And how, if you don't mind, how old are you now?
66.
66.
Right.
And you got lots of energy now.
Yeah. Yeah, my normal day runs 15 hours a day.
Wow. That is amazing. So now, I noticed you were on your way to the, you came to the health food store to get stevia. Is there a difference between where you get the stevia? You get it at the grocery store, or is this any stevia, or has it got to be a special stevia?
We buy pure liquid stevia, and that way we can give it to our animals, give it to our dogs. I had a dog, he's not but about 3 years old, and all he wanted to do was just lay around all the time, and I gave him about 2 weeks of it, and he's jumping and running, but even his coat is shinier, and he's just healthier, just looking at him.
That's
he just
amazing.
Shines.
That's amazing.
Right. This thing is devastating, and everybody has it, and it has possibly killed millions of people in America. Yes, you get this stuff if you live through the first onslaught, because it destroys your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you'll see where somebody caught the flu and they went to the hospital, emergency room, and then they put them in the hospital, and a week later or something, or 3 or 4 days later, they're dead of double pneumonia. They don't have a immune system strong enough to fight off those infections.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps going on and on year by year. You hear these things about mm-hmm. people who died.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there is nothing like a personal testimony, because as you sit before me, you had the condition, you were diagnosed with this, with the condition, and the thing that you do differently is add the stevia regime to your lifestyle, and your health has been turned around tremendously.
I've been to a number of doctors over the years saying, "Doctor, I don't feel good."
Mm-hmm.
And they would run every test they had.
Mm-hmm.
And when they would get done, none of the tests came back positive, so they would tell me there wasn't anything wrong with me. And I would say, well, if there's not nothing wrong with me, how come I don't feel good? How come mm-hmm. I can't work like I want to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How come I feel bad all the time? How come I'm sick? Running headaches and fevers and arthritis, and I'm 30 years old, I've got arthritis bad.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, well, all them symptoms they diagnosed me with when I took doxycycline mm-hmm. and knocked it back.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I'm cured of it forever. Well, what I didn't realize was I was just cured till the next tick or flea mm-hmm. or mosquito or horsefly or mayfly or something mm-hmm. bit me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it is so subtle, you do not realize you've got it. You think that that's all there is to your quality of life.
Mm.
Until you take some of this stevia and you realize yeah. you didn't really feel well.
So, stevia then, folks, our listeners, stevia is not just something you just use for a sweetener, alternative sweetener. And until he shared this with me, I didn't know this. And so when Jim shared it with me at the store, I was amazed and said, well, we gotta tell the folks out there, because people have the chronic fatigue, people have Lyme's disease and all kinds of condition, and it certainly won't hurt them to try something.
Yes, and it only costs like $14 or $15 for a little 2 ounce bottle with an eyedropper, which will last one person for a year if you take it every day.
Wow.
Yes, mm. cheap fix. You don't have to go to the doctor.
Wow. So, no. Somebody's probably out there saying and wondering, is this true? How comes I haven't heard about it? How comes my physician hasn't told me about it? Is this just some folk remedy? But there's a website with scientific paper that backs this up.
Yes, that's National Institute of Medicine and National Institute of Health peer-reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not no random article out there on the internet.
Mm-hmm. So our listeners then can actually go to put in Lyme tick-borne disease and stevia. And they will come up to the website, European Journal of Microbiology and Human Immunology. Effectiveness, this is the caption article, effectiveness of stevia Robonia reardiana whole leaf extract against various morphological forms of barakit. Is that what you say that?
Borrelia?
Yeah.
Burgdorferi.
Okay, in vitro.
Right.
So that's the caption article, and the abstract of this article said, Lyme's disease is a tick-borne multi-system disease caused by Borrelia, administering antibiotics is the primary treatment for this disease. However, relapse often occurs when antibiotic treatment is discontinued. The reason for relapse remain unknown, but recent studies suggest the possibility of the presence of antibiotic resistance, Borrelia, persister cells, and biofilms. That's that film that they form around themselves to protect themselves from the immune system.
Yeah, from a weakened immune system.
So even with the stevia, if a person should concentrate on building up their immune system as well.
It will. Yes, once you get the stevia out of your body and that live organism out of your body, then your immune system will adjust itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's killed so many people. If your immune system falls real down weak, mm-hmm. you're going to wind up with some kind of bad upper respiratory infection and you're facing death.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So listeners can go to the website. I'm right there right now. It's ncbi.nim.n as in Nancy, ih as in Henry, .gov. And they can read all about this here, and hey, give it a shot. Nothing will you lose, right?
It ought to be on every TV station. Two or three times a day, on every newspaper, on every radio station, telling about how to cure yourself of this devastating problem we have.
Wow. And just think about listening. Possibly this may be what's going on with your chronic fatigue and your fibromyalgia and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So we have some liquid stevia there at the store. Some good quality liquid stevia, and persons need to have the liquid versus the powder?
Yes. Yeah, they say liquid stevia in the article. The powder wouldn't work, I don't know, but they're using liquid, and that's what I'm using.
Okay. All right. So, listeners, you don't have to simply think of stevia as an alternative sweetener. Taken the proper way, it can assist your immune system in getting rid of that deadly microbe.
I have no idea how they came up with that. Maybe somebody who was sick and started using liquid stevia in their tea three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, all I can tell you is it works.
It works.
Yes, sir. I'm sitting here feeling great.
At 60 years old.
66.
66 right. years old. Now, in our last couple of seconds here, just give a word to the person that's sitting there, and they are just about spellbound because they've been diagnosed with Lyme's disease for so long, and they've tried so many different things, and they're about to give up on trying anything else. Give a word of encouragement to that person.
When you get bit by a tick and you're having a swelling up and a bullseye rash, or even if you didn't have that, if you've ever been bit with something that put this organism in your body, you can hit it with antibiotics, which is what the doctors give you. They give you doxycycline or something equivalent, and you'll feel better for about 2 or 3 weeks after, and then all of a sudden you're right back down where you were. It just ran and hid from your immune system, throwed up the biofilm. As soon as all the antibiotics was quit coming into your system, it come out and took over again.
So the listener there need not be discouraged. They just need to try it again, right?
Well, it ain't like it cost $100. It ain't but $14 or $15 for a bottle. I hadn't bought any at your store yet, but I'm headed over there.
Wow. And I sure appreciate God having brought me in contact with you, because it was a blessing to hear this information. You drove up at the store. The store was closed, and we talked for a few minutes, and I realized that we need to share this information with our listeners.
Thank you all for having me on today.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you desire any further information, or if you want your own liquid stevia, you can come to Better Living Natural Food Store, 731-279-0350. God bless.
Yeah, that's great that you've got it, because my daughters have been buying it at the